KO4HXS Mobile.
KO4HKX.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. How are you?
Hey, how about yourself?
I'm doing good. Doing good. Just getting out here early. I got a bunch of stuff to do today. Then I got a couple of new customers to see in the next 2 days, Thursday, Friday, and going on from there. And, you know, the weather warmed up, and my phone started blowing up.
How that happened, isn't it? Make some money at it.
Keep food on the table, you know, especially now.
That's what groceries cost nowadays.
Yeah.
Doing other than working.
Not much, really. Just, you know, getting the yard cleaned up after all the rains and stuff. You know, the grass and stuff is going like crazy, so. And coming back from Florida last week, we came back to a jungle.
Now I'm getting ready to cut mine the first time.
We got, I got to get my weed whackers cleaned up and got to get them running. I don't know what the heck's going on with them.
And all gas that we have out there now.
Yeah, I kind of figured it's probably got one of them jammed up a little bit.
It's horrible for small engines.
We have the lawnmower we bought a couple of years ago is a Husqvarna, and we were told at that point, do not put ethanol fuel through it because of the seals and stuff, you know. And I just got to drive somewhere and get ethanol-free fuel.
That's the best thing to do. And they're not kidding. It'll eat up seals, rubber lines, anything like that.
Then you got to throw it away, and then what does that do? That fills up the dumps.
Throw away society anyway. Throw it away and get a new one when it don't work. Cost too much to fix it.
No, I know. Trust me.
People think anymore, but I don't know. I just don't understand that sometimes.
Yeah, it's funny that you can say the same thing about air conditioning stuff because, you know, 20, 25 years ago, the stuff would last. Now, it doesn't. And I don't know.
I mean, look at cars, same thing. With all the computer-controlled stuff on them now, where they're all interwoven together, the network, they're not lasting for nothing.
Be known where I'm at, you know. I want to be tracked.
I don't know. That really, for the most part, doesn't bother me a whole lot because I'm not doing anything. But I don't like it. I mean, but there's ways around that, too. Just ditch all the technology.
Well, that's it, you know. Yeah, we're tracked by our phones anyway, you know. All the... you know, all the GPSs and the phones and all that kind of stuff, you really can't avoid it unless you just don't take your phone.
How did we ever make it without our telephones?
There used to be an old thing many, many moons ago. It used to be called, I think it was a map. It was made out of paper, or sometimes it was plastic lined.
Some people nowadays trying to use a map with the grid system on it, locating where they're going.
They laughed my head off. I did it for years. There was a program that I used to use years ago called Street Atlas USA. And what I used to do, you know, when I was getting ready to go on my trip and, you know, down to Florida and stuff, I'd print out the maps for each job on my trailer. And sure enough, it worked out pretty well.
Remember that program? When I was doing plumbing repair work, we used to have maps of the county, and it was on a grid system. It had all the streets listed, so you went and found the street, and it gave you a coordinates, and you just went and cross-referenced it on the grid, and there it was. And then you figured out how to get there.
Oh, no, Street Atlas would highlight everything. It would highlight all the roads, but in paper form, not, you know, it wouldn't be a digital thing. Like, and then when they started coming out with the early Garmins and stuff, I had a Garmin for quite a while, and it was basically you purchased a Garmin, and that was it. You didn't have to, there wasn't any fees to use.
Satellite radio, I think, is where a lot of the monthly fees started with that kind of stuff. It just took off from there.
Oh, I know. And I had XM early on anyway, before it became, Sirius. They had Sirius and XM, and then they combined. What was up with that?
I remember when those two companies started, everybody's talking about, I'm not going to pay monthly to listen to the radio, and now look how big they are.
XS Mobile for ID. Yeah, no, I get it. And everything you do, you listen to, or you go online, everything is tracked. You know, unless you have a VPN or something, and then you're probably, and then there's other consequences for that. Who the heck knows? I mean, I don't really care. Yeah, you know, I'm like you. I'm not out there doing anything. I wouldn't tell my mother I'm doing. You know,
the thought behind it that gets you, the fact that you have no privacy anymore.
I don't know how to respond to that right at the moment, but I don't have a thought in my head for that. But, you know, my privacy is my privacy. You know, you want to look in, hey, you know, that's your consequences. You want to look in to see what I'm doing. I really don't care. I don't feel I'm doing anything wrong.
Well, Dave, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to have to jump out of here. Good to talk to you this morning. I hope you have fun doing that four-letter word, and enjoy the beautiful day. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Dave.
Very good, Patrick. Have a good day, my friend. 73, KB2HXS Mobile.